We would call it a sprout. It don't make a tree, it's just a bush. And they would dig the roots in the spring and make the sassafras tea out of it.
What you buy then is the root?
Yes, what you buy is a root, and not the body of the bush, it's the root. Mm-hmm.
It's good for you, but I certainly like it. I'd like, unless you have some other comments on food, I'd like to move to land.
Okay.
And some general questions. Did your father prepare any kind of virgin land, or was the farm pretty well established and you got it?
No, it was not established at all. In fact, I was quite small, but I remember a lot of it that they cleared themselves.
I see.
It was
talking about that. It was an interesting process.
The thing that I'm not going to use the word fascinating because it's not fascinating now, but I remember them cutting pine trees. And they would just fall this way and that way, and they were nice pine trees, acres of them. They were clearing this land so they could use it. You couldn't sell a pine tree for under any circumstances. There was no market for them. Today, had we left the pine trees standing, they would have been worth a lot more than anything that he ever made on the land that he cultivated there.
Was the land not very good then?
No. The only land that was good in this country was land along the rivers. Now, and our so much of it overflowed until it got to where it was no good either, as far as growing crops. That's the reason there's so much pasture land here now. This is not what you would call a row cropping country. People used to, that's the only way they knew how to make a living, was to raise cotton and corn and sorghum and peanuts and things like that. They just didn't know how to do anything else. But when the cattle began to come in, you know, when they got to be a good market for cattle, people turned to pastures, and it's nearly all pasture land now. In about the 40s, early 40s when it began, yes. Mm-hmm. People began to turn to the pasture lands and cattle instead of row cropping.
The land around rivers would be good.
Yes, it would.
What's that called?
Bottom land.
And how about if you had low land like that, how would you prepare bottom land?
Well, they prepared it about the same way as they did any other.
Trees.
Yes, they cut the trees and plowed it. And of course, there was lots of stumps.
Suppose they had pools of water around now, how would they get rid of that?
They'd drain it with a ditch. A ditch. They do what they call ditching.
So,
of course, there wasn't much of this went on in this country like there was in the eastern part of Arkansas. So.
What kind of land, what names do you have for land? Something is very rich on the bottom.
Mm-hmm. Well, we just called it bottom land. If we called it bottom land, we knew it was good land, and then we called it hill land, or we'd say that place was rocky. Sandy, fertile.
Sandy.
Well, we didn't use the word fertile very much, but we would use the word sandy if it didn't have any rocks on it.
Have you ever used the word loam?
No. I know about it, but it wasn't the commonly used word.
How about shotgun?